Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Blessing. Wasn't a blessing to see them children singing. Amen. Man, that was encouraging. Well, from where I'm from, they used to say, if that don't ring your bell, your clapper's missing. And then they started saying, if that don't crank your truck, your battery's dead. And this morning, my battery was dead. And I was laughing. I got up and coming here this morning, and sure enough, my battery was dead. So thank you, preacher, for coming to pick me up this morning. Luke chapter 5, if you would, please go to Luke chapter 5. Thank you so much for being here. Beautiful Lord's Day, isn't it? Beautiful day for Faith Promise Sunday. We're excited about what God's doing, what He has done, and what He's going to do. Do go by my table back there if you haven't already done so. Please pick up a prayer card. One of these, and put it somewhere where you can pray for my wife and I. And then I've got some brochures. I'll put some more of these out. If you don't have a brochure, you're welcome to get one of those. If you have not gotten one of my books, I do have them. I'll put some more out. This is the only thing that I sell. This is a booklet that I wrote last year about what happens to children upon death. And it tells a story about my sister that died. She was diagnosed with leukemia at the age of 2, died at the age of 3. What happened to her? And the Bible gives us the answer concerning that. My wife and I went through a miscarriage one Christmas. Well, I believe life begins at conception, don't you? So where is that little one? And the Bible gives an answer to that. So that booklet is $5. It's on the table back there. Again, that's the only thing that we sell. And then I haven't mentioned this. This is some information if you're interested. And I am helping a pastor get a trip together to go to Israel next year. And if you've never been to Israel, or if you'd like to go to Israel, or maybe you want to send your pastor to Israel, then I can give you information. We've got it back there. This tells you about that. It's 11 days, all Israel, and no side trips, going straight into Israel, and it will be a wonderful time. And all the preachers that go will be preaching somewhere in Israel. And I remember the first time I've had the privilege to go there on 5 different occasions, and the first time I went, I preached on the Sea of Galilee. We went out on the sea, anchored down, and then I preached. And, boy, I'll tell you what, I'll never forget that time of preaching there. Then I've had the opportunity to go back 4 other times and preach in different areas. But if you're interested, please see us about that. Be glad to help you with that information. Well, Luke chapter number 5, if you will look at verse number 1 with me, please. Luke chapter number 5. The Word of God says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw 2 ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I want you to go back to verse number 4. That will be our text. Jesus said these words, launch out into the deep. I want us to pray together. Then I'd like to speak to you on that subject. Launch out into the deep. Let's pray together. Father, would you help us this morning? God, we need you. And Father, I know that I need you. So Lord, I pray that, again, you would hide me behind the cross of Calvary. May all we see is Jesus. And Father, I pray that you would speak to hearts. Now, I realize that many have already turned in their faith promise card. But Lord, I also know that there are some that are still contemplating on what they should do. Others might, Lord, it might be that you want them to even increase what they've already wrote down. Lord, it could be that maybe you want them to simply give their self. Father, I pray that you would guide in this service. Have your way as you speak to our hearts and help us to follow what you tell us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the time here, it's early in the ministry of Christ. He's in the region of Galilee. Many were wanting to hear him. And they surround the area that's mentioned here in the scripture. How are they going to hear Jesus speak? Now, wouldn't it be a blessing if so many came today that they couldn't get in this building to hear the message? Wouldn't that be a blessing? And that's kind of the way it was. And of course, Jesus was outside and people were gathered together and they didn't have the sound systems and all that type of stuff. And how are these people going to hear? Well, then you have some people wanting to see. And what if you were a child like these two young ladies that were up here and you want to be able to see the Lord? Maybe the parents picked them up and set them on their shoulders so they could see. Well, that was a situation need to be dealt with. So I want you to notice what Jesus did. Well, he sees two boats. And he steps into one of them, and that boat happened to belong to Simon. And he asked him to push him out into the water. By doing so, this allowed many to see him and hear him, as basically he made that boat into a platform. And now he's going to be able to speak to them, and they're going to be able to hear him and see him speak. The boat was just a vessel. But it was a vessel that was ready for Jesus to use. I wonder how many today are willing to allow God to use their vessel. You see, Simon was willing for the vessel to be used. Simon had the vessel ready to be used. But may I say to you, the true vessel that Jesus wanted to use was Simon. It was Simon. I'd like you to take the Word of God and go with me to Acts 13. Please keep your place here. But in Acts chapter 13, in verse number 1, the Bible says, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul." In other words, here was a diverse church, just like this church. You had some people that had jobs. You maybe you got some people that don't have jobs. You have some that maybe they are a little more wealthier than others. Maybe some are poorer than others. And it's not a matter of one being better than the other. It's just a matter of it's a diverse congregation. Some of them were white while others were black. By the way, Jesus died for all colors. It doesn't matter what color you are or what nationality you are. Jesus died for all. And this church was diverse. And some of these people didn't know anyone in authority while others were even related to those in authority. Diverse church. Well, the Bible says there were prophets, there were preachers, there were teachers in the church. Verse number 2, as they ministered to the Lord, they believed in working in this church. And fasted. Oh, they believed in putting God first in this church. They believed in seeking the will of God at this church. They believed in praying at this church. They believed in denying themselves to spend time with God at this church. The Bible says that as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. You see, it was out of that church that God called missionaries. It was out of that church. It was out of those people in that church that were already doing something for God that God called them to go to the mission field. Where do our missionaries come from? Well, believe me, they weren't driving around and looking through Walmart and going to get groceries. And then all of a sudden they said, you know what? I'm craving chicken and I don't want to go to work. I believe God wants me to be a missionary. It didn't work that way. You see, God calls those that are already busy doing something for Him. Those that are already teaching, those that are already preaching, those that are already busy in a work for God. I wonder if God is speaking to us today. Here I find that He said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. So here I find that the church sent them out, but the Holy Ghost sent them out. And the church agreed, these men are called of God for a mighty work to take the gospel, to reach those that have not heard. I find here, we go back to our text. You're going to find that when Jesus spoke to Simon and told him to push the boat out a little bit, who was the first one in the boat? It was Jesus. See, when Simon got in the boat, Jesus was already there. Oh, by the way, do you remember when Noah built that ark and Noah didn't go into the ark and say, well, Lord, come on, let's go. No, the Bible says God said, Noah, come into the ark. Who was already in there? God was. Did you know God's not going to ask you to do anything today that He hadn't already taken care of? It doesn't matter what it is that God asked you to do. He's already there to supply the need. I find here that He tells him to push the boat out a little bit. Well, that's what He did. That's kind of like those of us that are serving in the church. You know what we're doing? We're in the boat with God, doing something for God. You know, how about those that teach Sunday school? You're in the boat with God, doing something for God. How about those of you that go out and maybe to nursing homes or go into the prison ministries or wherever it might be? Hey, you're in the boat with God. You're doing something for God. Maybe you sing in the choir. Maybe you're an usher. Hey, you're in the boat with God. You're doing something for God. Can I tell you, that's a wonderful thing. Isn't it great to be used of God? Can you imagine? I'm in the boat with God. I had a friend of mine here recently. President Trump was in Kentucky. A friend of mine was there. And he was friends with the governor. The governor invited him to meet the president when he got off Air Force One. He not only met the president, but he rode in the limousine with the president. Now, I don't care what you think about the president. That's cool. I don't care how, man, that's cool. He rode in the beast. I'd like to ride in that. A few years ago, my son spent 15 minutes with the Secret Service. They opened up the door. He got inside that black SUV. And I looked over at one of the agents and I said, can I get in there? He said, no. I said, but I want to. I mean, that's cool. Hey, he's in the boat with Jesus. That's a good thing. But I want you to notice something now. Jesus said this, launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. Hey, the big fish are in deep water. Psalm 107 says, they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. They see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. Genesis 7:1, I mentioned to you where the Lord said, "Come into the thee and all thy house into the ark." God's in the boat, and He looks at Simon and says, "Launch out into the deep." What's God asking you to do? Now, listen. Hey, thank God you're already in the boat with Jesus. That's a good thing if you're a child of God. You're in the boat with Jesus. Whew. That's a good thing. But now Jesus says, launch out into the deep. He's asking you to do something more than what you're doing. Launch out into the deep. Now, I want you to get this now. I was looking at this and I can't help it. My mind goes back to stuff like this. Simon was a professional fisherman. Jesus was the son of a carpenter. And here is the carpenter's son telling the professional fisherman how to fish. Launch out into the deep. Yeah, okay. By the way, we believe in the 1611 Bible, right? Well, Psalm 1611 says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life." God's got a path for your life. He'll show you what it is. He might be saying, launch out into the deep. He looked at Simon. He said, "Okay, Simon, thank you for letting me use your vessel. Hey, Simon, let's go out into the deep." And oh, by the way, Simon's not going into the deep by himself. Jesus is going into the deep with him. Simon, launch out into the deep. And he does. Simon launches out into the deep. Boy, things are going good, isn't it? And then Jesus said, "Let down your nets for a draught." Simon's already been fishing all night. He caught nothing. Professional fisherman caught nothing. Can you imagine telling Bill Vance how to fish? "Sir, I just believe if you would cast your rod over here, cast some bait over here, I believe you'd catch something." I could see him looking at me going, "What?" Jesus looks at Simon and he says, "All right, now, let down your nets for a draught." A draught is where they drag those nets to catch the fish. "Let them down. Let down your nets for a draught." Well, wait a minute now. Simon's feelings said it's no use. But he was willing to make a fresh start on the authority of the Word of God. Simon said to him in verse 5, "Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the..." What's the next word? Net. Did you notice something missing in that word than the word that Jesus used? The S is not there. "Lord, I'll do what you want me to do a little bit. I'm following God a little bit." And if we're not careful, that's what we'll see if we can get by with a little bit. There was a fellow that was passing through. Church was having a mission conference. Missionary had talked about the need. Missionary needed a car for the work on the field. Missionary and his family step back, and the pastor got up and he said, "I'd like to take up an offering to help him with the vehicle." And he said, "If you would like to help with that, I want you to come by." He said, "Just drop some money in the plate. We're just going to have the plates up here." And he said, "Can your family sing a song?" And the missionary said, "Sure we can." And they started singing that song, "I've Got So Much to Thank Him For." They started singing that song and people got up and one by one people were going by and they were putting money in the plate and people were going, "Amen. Praise the Lord." The gentleman that was visiting that day, he got up and came by and he wrote out a check for $1,000 and dropped it in the plate and the people said, "Hallelujah." Amen. Boy, that gets exciting now. And Boy, people started giving even more. Some would come, they'd put in five, some would bring 10, some would bring 20s, some only had one or two, and that was okay because they were following God. And then people kind of quit giving and it slowed down, and that man got up and he came back up again and he got out his checkbook and wrote out another check for $1,000 and put it in the offering plate. Whoo, hallelujah. Boy, that stirred them up again. Now people are excited and they're coming up and they're putting in more money and God's moving. They're over here singing and crying and all this type of stuff. And that man that was visiting, he got up and he come back up and he said, "Preacher, can I say something?" The preacher said, "Well, yes, sir." He said, "You put $2,000 in the plate, you can say anything you want." He said, "I'm just passing through." He said, "But boy," he said, "God dealt with me about this family." He said, "I've been sitting back there," and he said, "God keeps dealing with me and keeps dealing with me and keeps dealing with me." He said, "Well, preacher, here, just give them my car." He said, "That's what God wanted me to do to start with." He said, "I just bought that last week." And he said, I didn't want to give it, but he said, "That's what God kept telling me to do, is just give them the car." And he said, "So, preacher," he said, "I just want to be obedient to God." He said, "Take the keys, the car's theirs." And he said, "Oh, by the way, if I'd have listened to God, I'd have still had $2,000. Hey, can I tell you, just be obedient to God. Sometimes we want to be obedient and talk about how good and obedient we've been, but at the same time, we've served God a little bit. Now, I want to bring us into something about missionaries real quick. Missionaries are just people that's in our churches. They've been busy serving God. And God puts their hand on them and says, "I want you to go. I want you to go." They're not supernatural. They're not a magician. To be honest with you, when they pull up to the gas pump and they open up their gas tank, they can stand there and go, "Faith!" And it won't put one drop of gas in their vehicle. They're going to have to pay for it just like you do. But you know what happens? They launch out. Now, God's in the boat. And they launch out. And when they launch out, they say, "All right, God, I'll go to Asia. I'll go to China. I'll go to Mexico. I'll go. I'll go. God, you call me. I will go." And they launch out. They launch out. They're going. They start deputation. It's exciting. And God says, "All right, now let down your nets." "You mean you want me to quit my job and go full-time on deputation? If I quit my job and go full-time on deputation, I won't have any income." God said, "Yeah. Let down your nets." "All right, God, I'm going to do that." God said, "All right, that's one net. Now sell your house." "You want me to sell my house?" "Yeah, you won't be able to use your house here if you're over there. Sell your house." "Well, okay, God, that's what you want. Sell the house." "Okay, that's two nets. All right, you're doing good now. Hey, how many cars you have? You don't need both of those. Go ahead and sell one of them." "But God, that's my wife's car." "Yeah, I know. She don't need it. You know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? It's a process." And here's the thing. Why should we expect the missionaries to let down all these nets if we're not willing to let down the nets? Because may I say to you, if God's in your boat, He's going to guide you in what to do. Well, then I want you to notice what happened. He let down the net. He didn't let down all of them. He let down one of them. I believe he wished he hadn't let down all of them. I wonder what would have happened had he let down all of them. Well, I find here he says, "At thy word, I'll let down the net. Hey, what is it that God is asking you to do that takes 100% faith to accomplish? Why not launch out on the Word of God? If God told you to do it, how much more authority does it take? Let down the net. What made the difference between catching fish and not catching fish? The presence of God. What made the difference between catching fish and not catching fish? The precepts of God, that Word of God when He said, launch out, let down the net. What made the difference between catching and not catching? The power of God. You see, now Simon's fishing with God's power on him and not in his own power. You see, sometimes God asks us to do things that doesn't make sense. It's humanly impossible. But God likes to do that because then you have to step back and say, to God be the glory. Look what He did. Look what He did. Well, I want you to notice, He was to launch out into the deep. He was to let down the nets. But oh, wait a minute, there's one more thing. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, now wait a minute, God's not asked me to launch out into the deep and go off to some other country. He's not told me to sell my house or sell my car. Or He's not told me to do any of that stuff. The story's not over with yet. Wait a minute. Because I believe God's going to speak to all of us. The Bible says in verse number 6, and when He had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes in their net break. And they beckoned unto their partners. Oh my. They needed some help. They beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. You see, not only is there launching out into the deep, not only is there the letting down of the nets, but there's also enlisting of the partners. Do you know what a missionary does when he's on deputation? He's finding the partners God has for them for that work. You say, well, God's never told me to launch out and go to Ethiopia or somewhere. God's never told me to leave everything and go over. Hey, but has He asked you to be a partner to those who have? You see, it doesn't matter who catches the fish. What matters is the fish get brought to shore. That's what matters. You see, each time you go back here, I think it's 85 missionaries you support. Each time one of these leads someone to Christ, may I say to you, you have helped them get that fish to shore. Because you have partnered with them. And, hey, can I tell you that God will bless you just like He blessed the ones who led them to Jesus Christ? Hey, when they got them fish back to shore, it was a hallelujah time. Look here what happened. And when Simon Peter saw it in verse 8, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him. You see, it wasn't just Simon that God was working on. All those fishermen were involved in this. He was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. Now notice this. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed Him. I need to quit trying to figure out God and trust Him. Hey, if you're trusting God to get you to heaven, why can't you trust Him to get you through the week? If you're trusting God to get you to heaven, why can't you trust Him to give you that faith promise? Because God's not going to lie to you. He's not going to say, well, you need to give $100 a month. $100 a month? Ain't no way in the world I can give $100 a month. Wait a minute. Who's in the boat? Who's the one told you to launch out? Who's the one told you to let down the net? Who's the one said to enlist the partners? Hey, God, I don't know how in the world it's going to happen, but at Thy word, I will. I will. Whatever you want me to do, that's what I do. Let me ask you. Is God asking you to launch out? Hey, you're already in the boat with Him if you're a child of God. If not, we went through that in Sunday school. You need to be. You need to be. And if you're in the boat, hey, praise God for that. But what else does He want you to do? What else does He want you to do? You know, I like to fish. We've just got back into starting fishing. But I don't think I've ever been on a boat with someone and never talked to them. You always talk to your fishing buddy. And if you're in the boat with the Lord, He's talking to you and you're talking to Him. What are you talking about? Well, Lord, I just don't believe I want to go fishing today. I just want to take... Is that what we're saying? God, I just want you to know I don't want to help anybody today. Is that what we're saying? Or is the Lord saying, hey, you know what? The big fish is over there. Let's go over there and see what we can do. I'm going with you. I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Is God asking you to launch out? Is God asking you to let down? Or is God asking you to become a partner and help those who will? Let's stand for prayer, shall we please? Father, we love You. Thank You for Your word. God, I pray right now You'll bless it mightily. God, I tried to do my best for You. Lord, I do believe that this week You've been dealing with some people about Christian service. I believe that. You may even be dealing with them about going to the mission field. Father, I don't think there'd be any greater joy to this pastor than someone to simply say, God is leading me to go into missions. Now, Father, I pray in the next few moments that You would bless. God, I pray if there's one lost and without You, I pray, God, that You would save that one today. And God, maybe You're dealing with some people about being a partner with missionaries. Maybe they've never been involved in Faith Promise missions. Maybe it seems foreign to them, but You've dealt with them about it now and You really believe this is what God wants them to do. Father, I pray. Speak to hearts now. In Jesus' name. Let's keep our heads bowed and eyes closed for just a moment. She's going to play. I'm not going to keep you long. Getting ready to turn it back to the pastor. How many of you honestly would say today, preacher, I'll be honest with you. Yes, Jesus is in the boat and He is telling me what to do as far as partnering, and I know what God wants me to do regarding Faith Promise. God's already told me what to do. Would you slip up your hand just so I can pray with you? God's told me what to do on Faith Promise. I know. God bless you. You can put it back down. Hey, if you talk to God, He'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you what to do. You'll be able to pursue that. Maybe you're here today and you say, I'll be honest with you, preacher, I believe God is leading me to go into missions. God's been speaking to me this week. I don't know exactly where, don't know exactly what, but I believe God is leading me that direction. Just want you to pray for me. All I'm going to do is pray. That's all I'm going to do is pray. I'm not going to come to you and embarrass you. Is there one like that? Just slip your hand up. God's leading me that direction. God bless you. Is there another? Is there another? God bless you. Is there another? Is there another? I believe God's leading me that direction. Hey, can I tell you something? God won't lead you wrong. He won't lead you wrong. He'll show you what He wants you to do, where He wants you to go. And let me tell you, He'll supply the need. You stay close to Him. Listen to your pastor. Surrender yourself to Him.